Cleaning Nation, it is time to have some fun, soak up some wisdom, and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Before we do, can I ask you a question? Do you love the show? Is your life absolutely better being a part of Cleaning Nation? If you want us to keep cranking out the good stuff, show us your love on iTunes with a 5-star rating and a positive review. Of course, if you hate the show, don't do that. Just stop listening and, you know, feel free to shoot out 10 or 20 or 30 angry emails to me. If you're getting massive value, spread the love, share the show, tell your friends, share us wherever you like. If you're Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, YouTube, subscribe to all those things, tattoo it on your forehead, show the world you're a proud member of Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Marcus Posey from Janitors of America. Marcus started Janitors of America just about 6 months ago, so he's fairly new. They do commercial cleaning in the Atlanta area. Marcus, welcome to the show, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me on the show.
So glad to have you, brother. I got to be honest, I always get charged up with people that are new to the business. The energy that you guys bring is awesome. Tell us a little bit about why you started, where you're at, and what's going on in your world, man.
Okay, well, as you mentioned already, my name is Marcus Posey. I run Janitors of Atlanta. I service the metro Atlanta area. And a little background on me, I actually worked for a janitorial service company for a little over 8 years. And also, in addition to that, I got a lot of cleaning experience during my time in the military, which probably isn't something that people would think you do a lot of in the military, but I tell you, it does happen almost daily. So I decided once I exited the military that I was going to go into business for myself. And it just seemed like it made perfect sense for me to go into the janitorial space. I had a wide knowledge on it. I don't mind doing the work. I actually kind of find enjoyment in it, you know, which a lot of people seem to find it hard to believe. But, you know, you find peace in the work that you do, and I definitely find peace in going in and taking care of people's homes and office establishments. So that's pretty much what got me on the path that I'm on now with Janitors of Atlanta, just wanting to do something that I knew I was good at and could really put my all into.
All right, beautiful. Well, first of all, hopefully, if any of you guys have listened to the show long enough, you know that I love helping serving owners of cleaning companies. Only thing that makes that better is the opportunity to serve former military that are also in the cleaning business, brother. So I was going to give you the good stuff before, but now it is doubly on. That said, do you serve residential? You said you mentioned cleaning people's homes. Do you do residential and commercial or just commercial?
I do residential and commercial. We actually started when we launched in October of last year. We started in the residential space because I had already had a few people that were just ready to allow me to get in and get my feet wet by cleaning in their homes. So we started in that space doing residential cleanings, typically the move-in, move-out type. Some were regular cleanings and then additional carpet cleanings as well. We just moved into going into tackling the commercial space at the start of this year. We decided when the new year rolled in, we were going to go full speed and get out there in the commercial space as well.
All right. So one of the things that regular listeners of Cleaning Nation or regular members of Cleaning Nation will know is I'm a big fan of doing one or the other. So I know you didn't ask for this coaching, but I'm going to give it to you and make sure that Cleaning Nation gets it as well. So many people think that the business that we are in is cleaning. And we're not. Truly, 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 the successful people that I work with and coach are experts at attracting clients and building communities, building places that people want to be a part of, both employees and customers. So let me just, if we're in the business of cleaning, it would make sense to say, well, gosh, to clean this guy's house or that guy's office or this building over here, they're all kind of the same thing. They're all cleaning. Obviously, they're going to change a little bit, but it's the same difference. But the reality is we are in the difference of attracting customers and creating communities. And when you compare the residential and commercial sides, those are totally different businesses. The needs and wants of a stay-at-home mom with three kids and a 3,000-square-foot house, her needs are totally different than the office manager of a medical facility that is worrying about OSHA breathing down their neck. So when you go to client attraction, your life will be infinitely easier, Marcus, and Cleaning Nation, if you can pick the market that you want and stick with that and then even pick a niche within that market, right? So even within commercial, the owner of a restaurant is going to have totally different needs for you and your company than that medical professional I told you about that's worried about OSHA. So the first bit of unsolicited advice that you'll get is really pick one and focus. And there's no right or wrong answer. It really kind of depends on what you want to do and what kind of lifestyle, income, how fast you want to grow, what kind of money you want to make, all that good stuff you want to do. But I would just really encourage you, don't be a master, a jack of all trades and a master of none. Really own a niche. Is that fair right off the bat?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I couldn't agree more. There's a huge difference between residential and commercial.
Cool. So again, and that wasn't just for you, Marcus. That was anytime someone says kind of contrary to what I coach, I want to make sure I put that out there and say, hey, here's what I think works best. All right. Now that you've got the feedback that you didn't ask for, how can I help you, brother? What are you looking for so I can help you on what you want today?
Okay. Well, as I stated, we just jumped into the commercial lane at the top of the year. So naturally, my question is going to be geared towards the commercial side of things, because that is where I truly see myself doing my greatest work. So I'm kind of targeting daycares right now, because I feel like with the amount of them that I see around in my area, and then I'm going in and visiting with them, and I'm getting a lot of feedback that many of them are not happy with the cleaning companies that they're currently using. So I guess my biggest question would be, what is the most effective way to market to daycare companies? I've left several hard copy materials there with them, pamphlets and things of that nature, explaining, you know, who the company is and what kind of products we use and what services we could offer to them. But I'm starting to feel like maybe the language within my documents just isn't effective enough to grasp or hold the customer's attention, or perhaps I'm being too wordy and losing people in that aspect.
All right. Well, first of all, congratulations on identifying a niche. Daycare is a fine niche, and they're very specific in terms of what they need. Just like we talked about, we could have dropped that example in just fine. And a daycare has a very different need than a restaurant owner, than a stay-at-home mom, than some manager of a warehouse facility. So I'm really glad that you've identified, like, hey, instead of just going commercial, especially in Atlanta, it's such a big city. You're just going to have a hard time making any headway. Just like me, I've owned a car dealership, I've owned a manufacturing facility, and if I went out there and said, hey, I just want to help business owners, it would take me years and years and years and millions of dollars to kind of be known in that space. But when I say, hey, I'm just going to help owners of cleaning companies, since I've had a cleaning company and I really like dealing with you guys and gals, frankly, I can make a big headway in that space really quickly. I've only been focusing on you guys for not even 2 years now, and I feel like, you know, most people in the industry know me. So same thing with you. If you just said, I'm going to get out there and clean businesses, certainly in Atlanta, it's such a great place to own a cleaning company, by the way. It would take you years and years and years to get known. But if you say, all I'm going to do is work with daycare folks, and everyone's going to know Janitors of Atlanta is the daycare folks people. And maybe all of Atlanta and all the commercial cleaning and all the residents of Atlanta, maybe none of them, no one will know who Janitors of America is. But by golly, if you're a daycare and you're in Atlanta or the greater Atlanta area, you will know who Janitors of Atlanta is. See the difference in the power and that focus?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, first of all, especially since you're so new, I love Janitors of Atlanta because that's very clear, right? And that's the other thing. With Janitors in Atlanta, that's a terrible name for residential cleaning, because residential people don't hire janitors, they hire maids. Just like Maids of Atlanta would be terrible for commercial. So I love Janitors of Atlanta for commercial, because you have three words, and in those three words, I know exactly what you do. I know that if I'm in Tallahassee, Florida, you're not for me. I know that if I'm a resident, you're not for me. But if I am a owner of a building that needs a janitor and I'm in Atlanta, there's no question. Just by knowing your name, I already feel more comfortable with you than, you know, all these other names, or, you know, Made This or Made That, or, you know, all these other kind of names that are cute but not clear. So congratulations on that. I would encourage you, if you're going to focus on daycare, to change it, to get even more specific and move it, you know, again, this is just off the top of my head, like daycare facilities management of Atlanta, or daycare cleaners of Atlanta, or daycare janitors of Atlanta. Now, if I'm a daycare owner in Atlanta and I'm looking for a cleaner, and I meet Marcus from daycare cleaners or daycare janitors of Atlanta, man, do I know I'm in the right spot. Does that make sense?
I get where you're going with it. Just kind of pinpoint exactly who it is we're seeking to help.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And even when I said homeowners don't hire janitors, they hire maids, and commercial people don't hire maids, they hire janitors, they may not hire janitors. They might hire custodial services or commercial cleaning services, or they might hire janitors. So first and foremost, I would talk to daycare services and listen when they say, we don't like the service we have. Well, what service? Well, the cleaning service or the janitorial service or the custodial service. Different people use different things. If we were marketing to doctors, we wouldn't tell them how to market for new customers. We'd tell them how to market for new patients, right? Because we're going to offend them or make them feel that we don't understand them or belong just by saying we can help you get more customers, because that's not what they want. They want patients. So little stuff like that sounds like it's not a big deal, but it really can add up. So when you're saying, and when you're like, hey, when are we going to talk about what my leave behinds and how to write that down? This is exactly what you're going to put on them, right? If they hire cleaning services, but your leave behind materials say janitorial services, they're going to think that you don't understand them. So just in the conversations you've had with them, have you gotten a feel for what they call the people that clean their buildings? Did they refer to them as their cleaning service, their janitorial service, or their janitor?
Cleaning service seems to be what they most likely say, because when I call or actually go out in person, I'm asking them, well, how do you feel about your current cleaning service provider? So that's usually the language that's being used, as cleaning service.
Okay, well, step it. Don't listen to what you call that. Listen to what they call it. And if they call it cleaning service, then you might say, I forgot the name of the kid care. What is it? Child Care Cleaning Services of Atlanta, right? So just make sure that you use the exact words that they use. That's the first thing. The second thing is, when you go in, you're probably making a mistake that most people make, which is you go in to talk about you. Hey, I'm Marcus from Janitors Atlanta. We do this, and we just started, and we're real excited, and we, and I want, and I. And they're not interested in you or your company or any of that stuff at all. They are probably interested in, I've got an upset parent, and I've got this kid that's screaming, and I've got to worry about this, and rent is due. So they've got all sorts of problems that they're dealing with. And when you come in and try and change the subject, so to speak, and talk about you and what you offer, they're going to, that's not something you're interested in. So they're going to try and get you out of their office as quickly as possible. One of the ways they do that is, yeah, sure, Marcus, that's great. Can you leave me back some information so we'll look at it later? Which translated means, get out of my office. I'm not interested right now. So if that's the circumstance, you can leave behind stuff, but it's almost always going to go in the trash or some file, and it's never going to get read. So it almost doesn't matter what you put on there. The feedback I would use is, when you go in, instead of talking about you and what you have to offer and what you want to talk about, ask them about what they want to talk about. I would walk in and go, hey, Marcus, what's the biggest struggle you have as the manager of a daycare facility? I promise if you ask that question, they're not going to say, yeah, leave behind some materials and I'll look at it and call you back. They're going to go, and then they're going to tell you exactly what to write on your leave behind material, right? I don't know what that is, because I'm not the owner of a daycare facility or the manager, but they're, I promise you, they will talk to you and tell you exactly what their problem is. And guess what you're going to write, not just on your leave behind material, but on your quotes, on your bids, on your website, on your business cards, on your email signatures, anything, anytime you're writing anything down or communicating with a customer, it's always going to be about that pain that that customer is going to share when you ask them. Any questions or thoughts so far?
No, I couldn't agree with you more, because I've actually experienced that quite a bit, where it's just like there's so much things going on within the daycare and they're flying around trying to chase down this child or do this, that, and the other, that it actually becomes a thing where it's like, okay, yeah, just leave me something, or, you know, give me a card and I'll contact you later. So I definitely identify with what you just said.
Cool. And it's not that they hate you or they're angry with you. It's just they've got 100 things on their to-do list, and getting the cleaning service changed out is number 73. So if you're trying to talk about number 73 before number 1 through 72 are solved, they're not interested in that conversation. So instead of trying to move the conversation into what you're interested in, I would allow them to talk about their number one thing. Oh my God. And they'll tell you, oh my gosh, this lady called in and her kid got sick and she brought him in and he had a snotty nose and I sent him home, and you wouldn't believe this lady. And she'll talk, right? Now she's not throwing you out at all. She'll have a 30, or he, I don't know what gender you're usually dealing with. But they'll have a 30-minute conversation about the pain and the problems and the things that they're facing on a day-to-day basis. The good news is, if you go in with that kind of a plan, and there's another podcast, I'll link to it in the show notes, which we talk about how to make sure that you don't get the bum's rush. Like when you go in, that they are ready to talk to you and they want to have a conversation. You've kind of got some uninterrupted space, but we don't have time for that now. That said, when you go in there and talk about them and listen to them and their problems, you can just tell them the only thing that they need to know about you is, hey, I'm opening we have a cleaning service here in Atlanta, and we're moving into the daycare space, and we're just going to specialize in focusing on taking care of you and your needs. Would you tell me about what your needs are, what your pains are? Can you give me an example? Can you be more specific? You know, what does that cost you? How does that make you feel? What have you tried to solve it? Just really ask a lot of open-ended questions and listen to their answers or write them down. And two things are going to happen. One, they're going to give you excellent feedback and data for all of your materials. Again, whether it be print materials or online materials or videos or podcasts or any kind of thing that you do, it's going to be something that they're interested in because they told you that that's what they're interested. Number two, they are going to start wanting you to, no one's come in and done that, said, hey, we only specialize in daycare. We're actually, you know, Daycare Cleaning Service of Atlanta. And all I'm here to do is hear your pain. And the reason I'm here to hear your pain is we're going to customize our services just for you. So when you say that you need your little toys disinfected every week and every other cleaner says, oh, we don't do that, that's going to be the first and foremost thing that we do. So when you tell them, I'm going to go interview 10 or 20 or basically all the daycares in this neighborhood and find out their pain and their struggle and their frustration. And we're going to customize our service just to take care of that specific pain that you have that nobody else in the world has, right? Restaurants don't have it. You know, gyms or fitness facilities don't have it. Medical facilities don't have it. Lawyers' offices, you fill in the blank. Nobody has their specific pain, but other daycares. And then once you've talked to 10 or 20 of them, I guarantee you two or three are going to go, man, why wouldn't you bid me? You know, if you're going to do all this, why won't you give me a bid? And then you can give them a bid. And the folks that don't ask for a bid, I promise you, if you call back and go, hey, I remember that conversation we had where I listened to all your pain and we talked about your unique struggles and challenges in this business. Well, I had 20 other conversations just like that. And now we've created our services to solve all the problems that we talked about and some that you didn't even bring up. Would you be interested in hearing about that? There's a much more, you see how you didn't say anything about you. It was all about them. The only thing about you is I went out and gathered this information that you're going to find valuable. Everything else is about them and their pain and how you could solve that. They're far more likely to have that conversation with you than when you're just interrupting them and wanting to tell them how great you are and what your needs and wants are. Any thoughts or questions on how to kind of get started implementing that, my friend?
Not at all. I think you just made that absolutely crystal clear for me. I mean, if I go in and just absolutely give them the floor to speak and tell me what their problems are, they'll pretty much give me the information I need to put on my leave behind materials.
Yeah, and more often than not, you won't need to leave anything behind because they're going to go, it's so funny, we think that we need to talk the best to get people to understand that we can serve them and that we're the best choice for them. Believe it or not, the way to get that done is to listen the best. If you are the salesperson that asks the most questions and listens the best, you are more, 9 times out of 10 going to be the salesperson that gets that work. Every other salesperson you're probably going to compete against is going to try to talk the best. If you just go in and try and listen the best, you're going to have a head and shoulders advantage over just about everybody else.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm going to have to start using this method of healing.
I'll give you a little hint. You know how I know that this method works? Because I focus on owners of cleaning companies and I know your pain. And when you go, oh my gosh, I've done that. I've walked into the buildings. They gave me the bum's rush and said, yeah, leave this behind and I'll call you. And they never did call. How do you know that? Well, I know that because I only help owners of cleaning companies, right? Software companies don't sell like that. So they have a whole different set of pains. So just the same way that you're feeling like, wow, this guy gets me. He absolutely knows me. If I was going to spend money on learning on someone to help me grow my business, it'd probably be this guy. It's because I know your pain better than the other people do. You're going to translate that into the people that you work with. You need to know their pain better than your competition knows, and they'll have that same, hopefully, good feeling that you have now. Can you put yourself in both positions and see how that would be really powerful for you to use in your selling?
Absolutely. I mean, I just firsthand experienced exactly how understanding the issues will directly correlate with the person that has the issues, more so being that you are able to pinpoint exactly what it is I deal with when I go out here or when I decide to call and try to get like from these day services. I mean, you pretty much hit two or three different scenarios that I've already experienced. So it definitely makes it a whole lot clearer to me that if I can just get them to realize that I understand what their problems are, I'll have a better chance at working opportunity to build a working relationship with these guys. So
yeah, and before we hit the lightning round, give you the opportunity to share, let me make you the news even better. You're feeling the way that you're feeling, and I've kind of got this, I'm hamstrung in that I'm hosting a podcast, so I have to talk and talk and talk. This isn't a sales circumstance. If it was a sales circumstance, my mouth would be shut and my good friend Marcus would be doing all the talking. So if I can help you think this kind of with one arm tied behind my back in terms of, hey, Mike, it's your job to talk and give this guy coaching, I promise you, Marcus could say, I'm just going to be quiet and listen. I'm just going to let him tell me about their kids and their frustration and how their boss is stupid and their vendors are stupid and they're sick of kids and they're all whatever their thing is, you're going to be so much better than I just was, because instead of you doing all the talking, you're going to do all the listening, because obviously you don't have a podcast audience to be concerned about. So I promise you, as good as you feel now, buddy, you're going to be able to do that 10x with the customers that you're talking to.
I can't wait to get out there and use these strategies.
All right, brother. You'll have to, I don't know if you're in the Facebook group or not, but you'll have to comment either on the YouTube channel or our Facebook channel or our private Facebook group that's free and open to all owners of cleaning companies. Let us know after you go out there and try this that you had a good experience, brother. All right, before we end, I am going to keep my word and shut my mouth for 2 seconds and let Marcus give us some of his experience. We're going to do the lightning round, 3 quick questions. Marcus is going to give us 3 amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, Marcus?
Oh, best piece of advice I've ever received by anyone who has dreams. If you are not working towards your own dream, then you are working to build someone else's.
All right. I love it. If you're not working towards your own dreams, you're working towards building someone else's. Well said, Marcus. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? I know you're new, but I find that we learn a lot more from other people's mistakes than their successes. So give us your biggest mistake so we can all kind of learn from one another.
Oh, my biggest mistake was going out and buying a bunch of product, getting cleaning materials and everything that I thought I would need before I needed it.
That's a good, I love that. I think that's something that you probably just saved a dozen brand new people that headache that you went through, man. Thank you so much for sharing. That's very insightful. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? It could be a big idea, a small idea, personal, professional, doesn't matter. Just something they can implement right away as soon as this podcast is over.
Let's see. I think building a regular schedule for a customer callback. You always want to check up on the guys that you've already serviced to see if they may be in the field for new services or how well they feel about the services you did provide.
Gosh, Marcus, for a guy that's been in the business just 6 months, that was really insightful. That is excellent advice. Whether you're just about to start, you've been in 6 months, 6 years, or 60, that is fine advice. Make a regular schedule to touch base with your customer. Just like we talked about in this podcast, you want to know what your prospective customer's pain and frustration is. You darn well want to know what your actual active customer's pain and frustration is, so you know that you're on top of it. Marcus, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your perspective, your passion, your point of view. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, show them the love on Facebook. If you want to check out Marcus's show notes page and, of course, get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. We will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.